This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or call us on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. So you can bring up anything that you want to discuss. We've been talking about ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement bureaucracy, being shut out from services from an organization known as CHEF. It has nothing to do with cooking. It has everything to do with programming and running servers, for instance. And unfortunately, the CHEF organization had announced a contract with ICE for a 1 year, $90,000+ or something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, about $100,000.
I'm sure they were just looking for an excuse to fire these guys. Like, imagine all these people working at CHEF, this really cool company in California. Then they have to work with ICE people. Like,
they don't have to work with ICE.
No, they were training them. Like,
well,
The
statement that Derek was reading, and maybe you want to read it again as we start this hour out, the statement from this, I think it was the CEO of CHEF, he sounded like he was filleting ICE, talking about how we were helping them back in 2014 to do X, Y, and Z, and he sounded very proud of that. I'm curious to hear the full statement again and where he was going with it.
Yeah. So, first of all, just as the CEO of a business, you don't want to be putting your customers down and saying that you were making some mistake by serving them. I mean,
I would want to do that if it was the government. I would want, but then again, I'm not a CEO of a major company. I don't have to answer to board of directors, people. I would not take a role like that.
I think he was proud. He's like, look, our software is helping them modernize
destroy
what
lives.
They're doing. I don't know that he saw it that way.
No, of course not.
So here's what the...
Now, this is different because what happened to start this whole conversation was one of the programmers who had worked for CHEF, had worked for them, pulled his GitHub, or he archived his GitHub files, which had been available previously, and CHEF had relied upon.
Yes.
Once he found out that that CHEF was doing business with ICE, he said, well, this is my program that I wrote, and I'm going to take it offline.
And it hurt a bunch of their customers.
Yeah.
And so CHEF was like, uh-oh, what do we do? So here's what the programmer said on his GitHub page.
Okay.
I have a moral and ethical obligation to prevent my source from being used for evil.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I agree, too, but why didn't he agree 5 years ago when they were detaining more people than they are today?
I mean, it seems
like an unprincipled position.
Maybe he just found out. Because remember, it was a tweet. It said at the very beginning of the story.
Yeah, he did say that.
He found out via tweet that CHEF licenses had been sold to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency under a one-year contract.
Maybe the company bragged about it in their tweets, and they hadn't previously.
Maybe 5 years ago he didn't understand the situation with ICE.
Could be. Maybe he was like, 15 or something.
So it's been an evolution. Anyway, in response to that programmer pulling down his code and posting on the GitHub about this moral obligation he has, the CEO sent out an all-hands email that was published on the company's website, in which the CEO says, quote, the move impacted production systems for a number of our customers. Our entire team has worked to minimize customer downtime and will continue doing so until we restore services to 100% operation. Now, the quote that you were looking for, Ian,
the one where he starts, verbally filleting the ICE people.
Chris faced backlash internally from employees over the deal. The work he had pointed out had begun in 2014, well before the current administration implemented the child detention policies that Vargo was protesting. Quote, for context, we began working with DHS ICE during the previous administration to modernize their IT practices with Agile and DevOps.
These are programs, Agile and DevOps.
These are programming terms. Mm-hmm.
These are like group organization techniques.
Okay. So they're helping the government bureaucracy be more effective at doing its job, which is to destroy families and tear lives apart.
Probably they're helping people keep records a little more efficiently.
Yeah, like so now they can hunt down people more effectively than they could previously, thanks to this this company. What else does he have to say?
He continued, quote, "While I understand that many of you and many of our community members would prefer we had no business relationship with DHS ICE, I have made a principled decision with the support of the Chef executive team to work with the institutions of our government, regardless of whether or not we personally agree with their various policies.
Sick.
My goal is to continue growing Chef as a company that transcends numerous U.S. presidential administrations."
What is he going to do? It doesn't matter.
He's going to take the money.
It doesn't matter if he gets fired. If the board of directors removes him, what? They're going to put in someone who does what
another
they want.
Another tool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Put in another tool.
They're a public company, probably. And, yeah.
But this, well, but at some point, you've got, if you have principles, you should exercise them. And the programmer, who is no longer employed by Chef, exercised some level of principle here. Whereas this other guy, if he has some sort of beliefs, he doesn't want to show them.
He wants a contract.
He is
displaying his principles. That is allegiance
obedience
to Chef. No, not to the government.
Yeah,
he has
to
obedience to Chef. He wants to make sure that this company grows,
including using government money, taxpayer dollars taken off the backs of
it's not
the workers.
Financially obvious that cutting out the government is going to be better for Chef, the company.
It'll be better if they keep taking the government money.
Not necessarily.
Well, that's what he thinks.
This programmer forced the issue, and so now they're not renewing the contract. That's the happy ending to the story.
Wait, just come up in this press release?
Yeah, like, so he just says he's going to support
that's
them.
What the headline said, guys.
Yeah, okay. But you're
okay.
Being,
but they don't I'll, always get I'll, the headlines right.
I'll continue.
All right.
But today, Chris, the CEO, shifted his position. In a new message to staff, he said, quote, "After deep introspection and dialogue within Chef, we will not renew our current contracts with ICE and CBP,
Customs and Border Patrol,
when they expire over the next year."
Yay!
Oh, yes.
Chef, that's the best they can do. They can't break the contract in the middle of it. They've got
that would be wrong.
Yeah.
Chef will fulfill our full obligations
right
under the current contracts.
Well, I think what happened there, the part they're not saying, is
there is,
you know,
more.
Yeah,
but,
sure, we can get to that. But I'm just going to speculate here that he'd said the thing that he'd said about we're going to serve the government. And then they had some sort of a feedback come from the other people within Chef who were like, yeah, we want to stand with our friend who pulled this down. He was right. You guys are wrong about this. We don't need the $91,000. We'll be all right without this contract. Let's reverse course on this. And maybe there were enough programmers who were like ready to walk to where this guy thought, okay.
Frankly, the loss of a single computer programmer,
no big deal,
costs way more than $91,000.
Really?
Like, in order to, because this guy was probably being paid twice that much. Okay, and in order to, when you
he wasn't an employee at the time.
Well, but he was an employee at one point.
Yeah. He was.
When you bring someone on, it takes them months to get acquainted with the system and what they're supposed to be doing and how to provide value. They say people that I worked with claim 9 months to get someone really
it's a lot of training.
Going up and just getting familiar with the system. And then
right. So
good programmers are very productive after that. They're the most productive people, the computer programming. So $91,000, it could cost a lot of money to lose one person.
And if they were going to lose three or four or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
if it was one person who was really important,
it
could cost them millions of dollars.
So he changed his mind. I'm glad to hear that.
Chris added that revenues from the current contracts would be, quote, directed to charities.
Hey.
that help vulnerable people impacted by the policy of family separation and detention.
Wow, that is the icing on the cake. That's really nice. I'm glad to see the story take that turn. You can share your thoughts with us here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Whether it's about immigration or making a stand for your principles, this is Free Talk Live.
You will understand the true intent of the Founding Fathers when they wrote the Constitution if you attend this free webinar. Chris Ann Hall, president of Liberty First University, doesn't simply regurgitate what some professor or expert has said about the Constitution. She relays the thoughts and opinions of those who wrote the documents. Her straightforward, passionate, easy-to-understand style lets anyone grasp the principles of liberty. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com for more details and your exclusive invitation to the free webinar on Tuesday at 8 p.m. Register now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves, and how you can too. GoDark Bags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now, and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com, discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll free number for you. Bring up up anything that's on your mind. It is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, and that's where you can sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Now, good nutrition is key to looking and feeling great. Of course, eating right all the time can be a challenge. These days, travel and work schedules get in the way, and you might not have the desire or the time to shop and cook the right foods. Well, Balance of Nature can help you with just three of the Balance of Nature fruit capsules and three of their vegetable capsules. You get 10 servings of fruit and vegetables, and that's a lot of nutrition. For a limited time, you can get free shipping plus a free set of fruits and veggies. If you go to balanceofnature.com, you'll get your free set after your third month. You can use discount code FTL to do that. That's discount code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at balanceofnature.com. As we go to the phones, to your calls and thoughts, Henry is on the line in Colorado. Go ahead, Henry.
Hi, Derek.
Hi.
Wouldn't you agree it's a moral imperative for somebody to tell the truth about another person and that lying about them is a violation of the non-aggression principle?
I don't know. What's the context of this?
I'm lying about another person on the public airwaves, maliciously, and with that malicious disregard to the truth, when they know the truth.
Whoa, they call sounds really
liar
heavy.
When they're not.
Let me interrupt you then.
Speaking of heavy, you might want to tell your boyfriend right there to make amends. And do as I say, because I'm not threatening him. And I'm wondering
do
if when
it.
I do,
do as I
when
say.
I do hurt him, if
do
he doesn't
it.
Do as I ask,
do what
I
want.
Back as fast as he can anymore. Hey, Fredo, don't talk to me like that, because I can irreparably your life.
All right, I'm not going to dump your call this time, because normally we dump him out because he's banned technically
don't
from the show.
Him.
Oh, really?
But, once he starts threatening people, he's nuts. He's being a bad boy.
It's a little sad.
Did you dump him?
Yeah, he's gone. I didn't dump him. Every word he said went on the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
Normally I dump him right away because he's technically banned from the show, but he wasn't threatening right out the gate, so I wanted to see what he had to say.
I want
to
work him up because he wants me. So.
Oh, he's so into you, obviously.
Yeah, doesn't mean just drop the call. It means
there's a
you erased
machine. Yeah,
some
we would erase
piece
history.
Of it. Okay, but you didn't do that with him. And so I wonder what he was getting at, really. He kind of is like a sad, sick individual who...
He believes that he's been lied about on the air, where we've said in the past that he has three DUIs, and he's very upset. He's only got two DUIs or whatever, and apologizing to him in the past.
Yeah, well, he was too wasted to remember the third one.
Yeah, I mean, apologizing to him in the past didn't make any difference whatsoever. He just continues to harp on this as though...
Well,
it's going to do something.
You know, he reminds me how wonderful it is to be alive in the world in our day and age, because I don't feel like people who, okay, I don't know, I just feel like people like him would have a hard time with life, and it's a little bit easier now for people who have maybe some mental problems.
Yeah, well, he's obviously has a hard time with his life. I mean, the dude's obsessed with Free Talk Live. I mean, he hates us, but yet continues to listen and calls in almost every single night.
To be fair, you're obsessed with Free Talk Live, too.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I would say obsessed with it. Sometimes I dream of, like, going full-on Bitcoin crypto, but I think this show is such an important thing to do.
Yeah.
Keep doing it, but I wish I had, like, another 12 hours a day I could do more crypto stuff, you know?
I know I only get to be on, like, once a month, but I really think this is, like, the show. I don't know if we're, like, allowed to talk about the show on the show, but this is, like, for me, I think of, like, in the... days of the Enlightenment, people would go to the French salon and have intellectual conversations about philosophy, and Free Talk Live is where that conversation happens now.
It's true, and we're also one of the only outlets for cryptocurrency, you know, in the media, like, to actually talk about it in a truthful fashion that's not some crazy spin like you'll get on most of the mainstream media, like hating Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and things like that. So I think that it's important for us to be here doing this, and obviously we've helped bring a lot of people within, you know, the Liberty community to the ideas of Bitcoin, and that has worked out very well for many of them.
Is it worth me trying to figure out what that call was actually supposed to be about? Because I'm still wondering. Like,
oh, if I didn't clarify,
I wish I could.
James Witt.
I'm sorry.
James Witt is the lunatic that's obsessed over Free Talk Live because he feels like we told a lie about him.
I know about that, but so that's what the call was supposed. That's what he was saying.
Well, that's what he was referencing.
Confused. Okay.
Yeah. Right. He was talking about how would you feel if somebody told a lie about you on the radio? He was talking about himself,
believing
that he's been lied about on this show.
All right.
He
not by me
an
and okay.
by Mark or something like that.
It was
like
very
that,
out of context.
Or whatever.
Okay.
A lot of people have said that James has had 3 DUIs because some people researched it and found some evidence online that suggested that, but... Either way, it's just a really petty thing
Weird.
For him to do. You know, he apparently hates the attention, but yet loves the attention because he keeps calling in.
I would forget about him if he didn't call
in. He's
forget about who?
Yeah, exactly. So Nintendo has not forgotten about the ROM universe and the ROM websites out there. I don't know if you guys follow
those ROMers.
Yeah, I don't know if you follow any of this like video game kind of news.
I've been using ROMs
for a long time.
Yeah, okay.
Who doesn't ROM around?
Well, if you're in our age range, you probably have done something like that. Maybe some of our elderly listeners may not be too familiar. They didn't grow up with with Nintendo products in their homes. But these ROMs, for those that don't know, these are downloaded versions. Basically, they rip the programming off of the cartridges for these old game systems.
Mm-hmm.
And there's what they call emulators that allow you to play the ROMs. So if you have a computer with like a, you can use a keyboard or a joystick or whatever.
They sell controllers.
Right. Yeah, you plug it right into your USB on your computer, and you can go back in time without having to go and buy an old Nintendo Entertainment System, many of which do not work anymore. They're just really old, and I mean, you're talking about a 30-plus-year-old system at this point.
There's no way.
It's expensive to find one that, you know, works, and then you have to acquire the games, which is even more expensive, especially if it comes to ones that are rare.
Well, you have to blow into those cartridges
day.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, half the time they don't work.
This is the only way.
Gotta rubber band things down.
Yeah, it's a big pain in the butt. So people came up with these emulators, and emulators are kind of old news. I mean, this is like two-decade-old technology at least anyway. And so the emulators have gotten really good. All of the games have basically been ripped into ROM form at this point. So
like,
if you wanted to, you could go and download all 700, however many, you know, Nintendo ROMs there were for the original NES and then Super NES and Genesis, all these old game systems. They're all out there.
Cool.
And there are websites that have done users the favor of kind of cataloging them all and keeping them in one place. So they're not all scattered about on, you know, various different FTP servers or websites here
cool.
and hither and thither. And so Polygon is reporting at Polygon.com about Nintendo attacking one of the few remaining ROM websites because there were, I think it was last year, there was a headline about how Nintendo sent cease and desist letters, legal threats, out to all of the different ROM websites out there, and they pulled down their ROMs as a result of fear of Nintendo bringing a lawsuit against them. Well,
put them on the blockchain.
Yeah, what happens when this is in the blockchain?
It's not yet. So ROM Universe apparently didn't listen, and now Nintendo has filed a lawsuit against them. We'll tell you about it coming up here. 855-450, free like freedom. You can join us on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556, ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced the House is moving forward with an investigation into possible impeachment-level offenses by President Trump.
I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry.
She says the president is undermining national security when it comes to his discussions with the leader of Ukraine.
The actions taken to date by the president have seriously violated the Constitution.
Pelosi says current committee investigations into the Trump campaign and administration will continue under the overall umbrella of the impeachment inquiry. The president calls the move breaking news, witch hunt garbage. He tweets, "It's so bad for our country," but he also tells reporters it could be good for him politically. White House aides say no one is worried because they believe his base will help him. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join us. Toll-free number 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. People are actually waiting there. So we'll be talking to them coming up next. Your calls, of course, are welcome. Our number, 855-453. And the Discord rooms are over at discord.lrn.fm. Hey, I want to make sure you know about liberty.menu. If you're an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then you qualify for liberty.menu. If you aren't a liberty-minded person, then sorry, you don't belong there. Liberty.menu is for people that care about freedom. It's for people that want to get the word out about the thing that they do. Maybe you've got a business. Maybe you've got an event you want to promote. Perhaps digital content that you're the creator of. You can go to liberty.menu and use code FTL. You can get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. We can't give you a discount because the site is free. So unless you don't want publicity amongst the Liberty community for the things that you're into, then you should go there. Go to liberty.menu and get started today over at liberty.menu. List the things you do so other people who care about freedom can know that you exist. So, as we continue, Ian, Stephen, and Derek J. in the studio here tonight, we were talking about the attack against a ROM website by Nintendo of America, but let's go to your calls and thoughts. Now, I actually I blew it. I should have screened the call in advance. We've got Pepper on the line on our Discord server. However, he has his microphone muted, so as long as the microphone stays muted, we won't be able to talk to him, and there he may be. Go ahead, Pepper.
I'm here. In fact, I forgot I was waiting, actually.
Oh, well, here you are.
So I was calling because today there was a report about some surprise drop in the Bitcoin hash rate, and it sounded really technical.
Okay.
But I had recently read a book that explained all that, and I thought I'd recommend it.
Okay, sure.
I'm like a lot of the listeners, all you guys in the studio. You know, I want this crypto thing to change the world and succeed for all the same reasons that you guys talk about.
Right? I think it already has, personally, but I mean, it's certainly going to do that more in the future. Or at least I hope it
will. Right. More and more. Like just all the banking issues, and you know, this is the best. As somebody said recently, it's the best peaceful protest ever. So, having said that, I'm not that technical, a little bit. And so I didn't understand all this hashing and all these mining and everything. So there's this book, and I bought it when I jumped into a Bitcoin conference recently. I just picked it up on a whim. It's called Inventing Bitcoin. And I just Googled it, and I think you can get it pretty easily, but I don't want to make this sound like a sales pitch for it. But what the fact is that it was a really quick read, and it explained so many of the things that were really cloudy and confusing in my mind. And I just feel like I share that with a lot of people, so I wanted to pass that on.
Okay. Now, so one of the things that you wanted to share about the mining process that you were confused on that cleared up was what happens when the hash rate drops, that the difficulty gets easier, you mean? Is that what you were going to get to?
Well, really, I don't want to try to get too much into explaining what it means.
Yeah.
More I wanted to recommend that people that don't really, I imagine there's a lot of people out there that just have this idea of the words and we don't really understand what they mean.
Right.
But when you do understand it, it helps us understand why Bitcoin is so secure.
Mm.
And that being the value of the network, people talk about that kind of thing. And I never really understood it until I understood what the hashing was. So when we're talking to our friends and family, think we're crazy and we're trying to explain what this is, it really helps to do that and to help us decide where we want to put our time, effort, money, as far as the security of Bitcoin. It might be in comparison to other cryptos, because this book was written by pretty much a maximalist, I would say.
Okay. And, so maximalist is somebody who believes that Bitcoin is the one true crypto and it will lead us all into the future. And I find
and
it
all
very
the others
religious,
are worthless.
A ridiculous religious viewpoint.
I think it's fair to argue that there will probably be one dominant Bitcoin.
Really? You think so? Worldwide?
Maybe one.
Yeah,
dominant,
like Google has 98% search engine market share.
Is it 98 now?
So it's something very high, and then you know that like U.S.
I thought it was 90, but anyway.
Okay, 90%. You know, okay, 90%. You know, the power law, like usually, like one or two groups have almost all the market share.
That's probably true. I mean, you got Visa and MasterCard. Those are the two, you know, monster credit card companies out there. But there's still some others.
Plus, like economic theory of money would say that it's better for everyone if everyone uses just one.
Sure. Keeps it simple. That's for sure.
I think there will be different cryptos for different uses.
Well, there are
right
already.
Yeah. And I have a lot of ideas about how it might happen, but nobody really knows. And I don't think you don't have to be a maximalist to appreciate that Bitcoin probably is the most secure. But I wanted to actually bring up something I found interesting, too. When I learned about what the hash rate was and what it means to security, I thought, okay, do I want to keep anything in some of these small altcoins that I have? And I was thinking maybe not, maybe. So I looked up the hash rate in comparison. You can just Google that about finding different hash rates. And I was really pretty surprised by some of them that have a really high hash rate. And one of them is Dogecoin.
Which was a joke currency originally when it first launched.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think we all agree it's pretty popular with those of us that are into this kind of thing. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of an insider coin, but it has when I looked anyway, assuming I do understand it right now, it had a very comparable hash rate to Litecoin, and I think even more than Ethereum, if I recall right. And it was really interesting to see that.
What we're seeing these days now, at least recently, are some interesting developments by coins like Dash, for instance, that have put in systems. I think Zencash or Horizon is working on it now as well, something to protect against the 51% attack. And that's what the hash rate that you're talking about, having more computers working on and more computing power working on the mining aspect of cryptocurrency, ostensibly secures the network better. And they're finding other ways that they can protect their networks. And so this new chain locks that Dash has been touted as a big advancement. And from what it sounds like, we had Joel Valenzuela call in and tell us about this recently, that now that Coinbase has added Dash, they've also made it so that Dash deposits clear in like two confirmations, whereas you have to wait much longer, many more confirmations apparently, just even to get Bitcoin on there. And what he says is that suggests that Coinbase acknowledged that the chain locks technology is pretty darn good and that they have some confidence in it. So it may not be all about the hash power in the future. And I mean, I'm curious how you feel about this, Stephen. You deal with cryptocurrencies every day behind the scenes as a programmer at AnyPay. Do you think that the hash rate's all it's about as far as protecting people's wealth in these cryptos?
Well, I'm thinking about what is the wealth that you're protecting. Like, the hash power is protecting the integrity of the Bitcoin blockchain,
mm-hmm.
which is the data in the Bitcoin blockchain is being secured by all of that hashing power. And so that's approximately like 250 gigabytes of information and growing at a predictable
rate. With Bitcoin,
rate.
BTC.
Yeah, with all the hash power. But then if you look at, If you can secure other data, more data, that's going to be more valuable to people too.
What do you mean?
Does proof of stake use the same type of is hashing issue?
So hashing is not a thing that you like. The reason why Ethereum doesn't have much investment in hashing is because their security is about voting based on how much money you have.
So stakes.
It's like, think a proof of stake. Think of it like a traditional corporate voting, perhaps. Like, mm-hmm. how many shares in the company do you have? That's how many votes you get.
Yeah, there is something also to be said about the 51% attack that I never understood before. If somebody can pull off a 51% attack, and if they've got enough money, they can rent enough servers to do it on most of the smaller altcoins, from what I understand, that doesn't mean they can just steal your money. If you've got Dash sitting in, or you know, whatever we're talking about, Zen sitting in an account, and somebody does a 51% attack, they can undo some transactions in a block, but they can't like reach into your account and take your coin out. Hey, more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veteran's tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veteran's tip of the day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
If you can bring up what you want here, toll-free number 855-450-FREE. In these remaining moments, we have enough time for you. And you can join us on our Discord server as well over at discord.lrn.fm. Ian Steven and Derek J in the studio. By the way, the Discord server has the new crypto tipping bot. And I don't know what happened. I did a purge of the server like 2 days ago, and I purged out everybody who hasn't used the server in like the last 30 days. Mm-hmm. Just because every now and then I like to do that, just to keep the server clean of accounts that are obviously not interested in being there. So, and I think I purged it down to like 700 active users, and in the last 2 days it's gone up to 1,200 users.
Wow.
So
cool.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it has to do with the fact that we added this tip bot in there, and now we're like on a list of servers that the tip bot's in, so maybe there's a bunch of people coming into the server hoping they're going to get money from the tip bot, and they might. If you're participating in our chat room, you are much more likely to get tips from people. Not only direct tipping, which has happened to you a couple few times tonight, Derek J. So you can tip the hosts that you like, unless they're not on Discord, in which case you can't. But most of our hosts are on Discord. You can see them. They've got a special blue color. And so you can tip the hosts that you like. You can also tip callers that you like. Maybe you enjoyed Pepper's call just a moment ago. You could send him a tip. Or, you know, Gene the Christian Anarchist frequently calls on there. You can send him a tip. Or you can send a tip to everybody who's active in the chat room. So anybody active within the last 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever, you can set all these parameters, and people have been having a lot of fun with it. As I said before, we have no idea who makes this tip bot. It's not one of our listeners. We don't know. So I would say don't put any more money into the tip bot than you can afford to lose, because if they are going to exit scam, then it's a brilliant one, and it's really smart because people have a lot of fun with this tip bot, and it's been fun. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. You can go and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there 24/7. The Discord server is there around the clock. So we're going to go to the phones, and then I hope we have time to talk about this plan that AnyPay's got, because we've been so busy with phone calls tonight, we haven't had much of a chance to even get to any of the things that we wanted to talk about. And one of those things is the latest with what's going on with AnyPay. And, of course, you guys are the founders of AnyPay, and folks can go to helpmetakebitcoin.com, as we mention every night here on Free Talk Live. But let's go to Turd Ferguson first. He is on the line on the Discord server, calling from Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Actually, hey guys. Actually, I'm calling from Virginia tonight.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm on vacation.
Okay.
And actually, Free Talk Live is the only thing that could get me out of the hot tub on
right
this
on.
Vacation.
Thanks for that.
Yeah, no problem. And I was calling in actually to compliment Derek J. Because I bought on DVD Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
No way.
Yeah, I did. Just a few days. Actually, yeah, it's about a week ago.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, and I've watched pretty much every corner of the DVD, except for the 75 videos, extra activist videos, which I saw 100 times before I moved to New Hampshire a long time ago.
Cool.
Yeah, but dude, it was totally awesome. Okay, so I haven't seen that movie in a really long time. I hadn't watched it in like 5 years. And
wow.
I feel that, and I feel after having watched it again now that I, you know, I'm 30 and I'm older and I've been a libertarian for, you know, 5 more years, I can really appreciate that much movie so much more now.
Really?
And I gotta say, yeah, really. And it's interesting because, you know, if you go to like a lot of entertainment websites and inquire like what the most popular libertarian movies are of all time, it'll say like Braveheart and stuff like that. But I would say Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree is probably among the best libertarian films of all time.
Aww.
Certainly the best nonfiction and documentary film.
Gosh, thanks, Kurt. I appreciate that.
Wow. Well, hey, it's well deserved. And yeah, I mean, and I gotta say, for anybody who hasn't seen this movie, I mean, I'm not just buttering Derek J up. I mean, this is a really good movie. The storyline is really well put together. I mean, I imagine it was probably put together mostly in the editing room. I mean, it's documentary like most are, but it was just really cleverly done. And Derek, and I always thought this, but that day when you got arrested in the park, and you sang "Give Peace a Chance" to the cops, that was a work of art. It pushed the border so much more than activism. It really bordered on art, and it was just amazing and beautiful. And Derek, I bow to you.
Wow, thanks a lot, man. Hey,
yeah, no problem.
We're the same age. You said you moved to New Hampshire too. Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I did a long time ago. I don't live there anymore. No.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, thanks. What you said makes
no
me
problem.
Feel really good,
yeah.
And I hope that people will watch the movie and, you know, feel happy.
Yeah, I was recommending it on the streets last week. I've been doing Know Your Rights outreach in the college neighborhood for the last 4 or 5 weeks, and we got into a conversation with some of the young, you know, college students about civil disobedience. Somehow it came up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, you guys ought to check out Victimless Crime Spree.
That scene that Turd Ferguson is pointing to in the park, there was a really magic moment. There was like some special stars aligned in that moment where I feel like I've relived it many times, and again recently, where I'm thinking, when I ask Jason Short, the cop who's sitting next to me, do you mind if I smoke?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like he was doing me a favor in playing his role.
Really?
Like he played the role like the world is a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just doing the right thing for that moment. He was playing a villain.
Right.
But it all worked out very perfectly. I don't know. I feel like it was
except
nice.
Except it led to the worst time of your life in jail.
I'm okay now, and everything's all right.
And we have an amazing piece of documentary for people to see and appreciate, and then watch 5 years later and appreciate it in a different way. I think that's kind of cool, you know, seeing that, Turd, you came at it from a different perspective in your life and that it actually meant more to you watching it 5 years later.
Absolutely. Especially after, you know, participating in civil disobedience yourself, you're going to look at it in an entirely different
life.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I got it, well, several times, but I primarily got arrested and refused a car search, which led to my arrest later on the way to Guitar Center. Yeah, when I had weed in the car, and that led to a big debacle in New Hampshire when I lived there.
Oh wow!
Oh, I kind of remember that.
I don't know that. Have we met? I don't know your story. This is interesting to me.
You called like Port 411 or
Derek,
something.
You and I, yeah. Derek, we met once in at Liberty Forum, and I was wearing a Cot Block hoodie, and you were like one of the first ones to like walk over to me and point out my hoodie, and yeah, that was really
cool.
Funny.
Well, we'll hope to see you back in New Hampshire someday. Thank you, Turd, for the comments and the thoughts tonight. Definitely appreciate it. What's going on with AnyPay? I mean, obviously you guys are, you know, working on helping business owners accept cryptocurrency, and you do an awesome job at that. But, you know, I know there's always something you guys are cooking up. Is there anything you can reveal? Is there anything that's coming next? 1,000 merchants or something like that?
In order to get to 1,000 merchants, we have to do it without permission. So we're going to make it so that you can pay over 1,000 businesses in New Hampshire with Bitcoin, even if they don't even know that they have Bitcoin.
Okay. How is this going to... Is this like a sneaky workaround thing where it's like, oh, I've got my pay, my BitPay debit card and I'm spending Bitcoin, even though it's actually dollars that the merchants get?
You know how when you give someone a Bitcoin tip?
Uh-huh.
Like on the paper?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Isn't it great?
CryptoTip.org.
Isn't CryptoTip great?
It is.
And the person gets it, and you don't know if they're going to claim it or not.
No, you don't.
No.
Only time will tell.
Right. Well, it's much easier if we can be able to tip a person or a business, like, from our phones. So the idea is that every business in New Hampshire that's a retail business, they get a tip jar. Bitcoin tip jar. And now you can leave a tip there in the tip jar, and then it shows up on the map.
The fact that the business got on the AnyPay map at AnyPayMap.com.
That's right.
The fact that they have a tip waiting for them shows up?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So every business, you can pay them money, you can specify what reason it's for, you can give them tips, and they will be there. And if they want it, they can download the AnyPay app and text us, and we will help them redeem their tip.
How will you know it's them and not some hacker who wants to just collect all the tips sitting out there on the map?
It's not that hard to verify someone's the owner of a business. I mean, it's New Hampshire. If they really want to do it, I'll go there.
Okay.
You know,
and set or give up. A publicly, you know, a phone number that's publicly listed. You call them back or something.
The idea is that this all becomes public, so people can see where the money's going, who wants to donate to what place. The pieces of paper, I feel like a lot of energy is wasted and lost in those pieces of paper.
Interesting.
But if it can just build up kind of at for that business instead of for that person.
So would the idea be that, like, how would the business become aware that the tip is waiting for them?
Well, every time I go in, if I tip, I'll be like, hey, I noticed there's, you know, $28 in that tip from the last few months. Or I noticed that the Dash people came by and they dropped in $15 last night.
So somebody will have to say something, bring it to their attention, like, hey, this is out there waiting for you.
Yeah, well, we're also going to get the phone numbers for all of these businesses.
And like, call them.
Yeah, it's perfect, because it's perfect qualified lead for a business that to call. If someone's left in Bitcoin, they're probably...
They already have a customer who wants to spend Bitcoin.
Who has spent
Bitcoin.
They've got
money on a table.
They already have spent Bitcoin there.
That's exciting. I know you're going to talk more about it the next time you guys come in, so thanks for coming here. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com for more of these guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.